as before, and it shook him deeply. Her fingers clutched the donkey's mane, trying to keep herself from falling. Joseph quickly lifted her from the animal and carefully set her down against the wall of the last inn. He pounded on the door. "Please," he said, as a man opened the door. "Please, can you make room for us? My wife has reached her time." The man peered past Joseph and grimaced as he saw Mary. "There's no room for you here. Go away."
"Have mercy."
Joseph grabbed the edge of the door before it was closed.
"Please, I beg of you."
"Beg all you want," the man growled, "but it won't change anything."
Regret flickered as he glanced at Mary again.
"A curse upon the Roman dog who put people like you on the road."
He shoved Joseph back and slammed the door. There was a loud thud as he dropped the bar, denying entrance to anyone else. Shaking, Joseph turned to Mary. Her eyes grew huge.
"Oh!"
Her voice was taut with pain, her arms around her belly, her knees drawing up. He knelt down quickly and gripped her arms.
"Hold on. Oh, Mary, hold on."
The pain eased, and she looked at him with tear-washed, frightened eyes.
"He will come soon, no matter where we are."
"Oh, Lord, help us."
Joseph looped the donkey's reins into his belt and lifted Mary in his arms.
"Lord, Lord, show me where to go." "The Lord will help us, Mary," he said as he carried her. "He will help us."
He fought back the doubts attacking him. Mary groaned and her body tensed in his arms. Fear filled him as he looked around, frantically searching for help. An older woman sat, leaning against a wall, a worn blanket wrapped snugly around her.
"Try the caves down there."
A gnarled hand appeared from beneath the soiled blanket, a bony finger pointing.
"The shepherds keep their flocks there in winter, but they'll be out in the hills now."
"May the Lord bless you."
Joseph carried Mary down the hill and across a flat stretch. He saw the mouth of a small cave above him and headed for it. He wrinkled his nose as he entered the dark recesses, for the air was dank and fetid from the odors of dung and smoke. The donkey followed him into the cave and headed straight for the manger near the back.